Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Alan Kelly is with us, Labour TD for Tipperary and member of the Public Accounts Committee. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, I know you've been questioning David Gunning, who's CEO of the new Children's Hospital Development Company, Phelim Devine, also the project director, among others, at that Public Accounts Committee meeting this morning. And the last time they were before the committee was October of last year. Before we have a chat, I just want to play this exchange between yourself and Mr. Devine about the changes that have been made to the hospital project since the final guaranteed maximum price of the design, build and equipment programme was agreed.
Can I ask, since the GMP was set, the gross maximum price, can you tell me how many new and revised drawings have been issued to the contractor since the GMP was issued?
Just for context, so people understand, there are circa 6,000 drawings on the project, okay? And since the GMP, so basically following the GMP, those drawings were changed for issue to contract, for issue for construction for the majority of the project. Remember, we had built part of the basement, okay, but for the majority of the project. So those 6,000 drawings were pretty much issued again after the GMP. They have been revised circa three times since on average. So there has been 23,283 drawings issued up to the end of April on the project. So, Deputy, you have to understand, this project is...
I know it's a massive project, but that, to the public
project,
outside there, that's...
This project 23,000. Is 10 times larger than your normal biggest hospital project in the country, okay?
But to the public outside there, 23,000, after the GMP, 23,000 drawings or more.
It would be normal, Deputy. It would be very normal on any public's work project, and okay, I'll explain now to you in a minute why.
Okay.
That's Phelim Devine, the project director of the new Children's Hospital Development Company there. So, Alan Kelly, you're making the point, which I think is reasonable, in any view, that the over 23,000 changes is really very significant. But you're saying that that might be what is leading to the delays in the delivery of the hospital.
Well, Claire, last October, I challenged everyone in the room to contradict me if they thought it would come in under 2 billion. No one contradicted me. I also said there wasn't a snowball's chance of this being substantially complete by October 2024. We're now here, and we're here, and it's going to be at a minimum February of 2025. And remember, the commissioning period is 7 to 9 months. So that brings us to the end of 2025. And that's all going well, which has never happened in the past. So it's unlikely this will be open until 2026. Because you're hardly going to open it in the middle of a winter flu season. 23,283 seems an extraordinary amount of changes to a design since the GMP was set. And
well, he says it's not now. He was saying it's reasonable in the context of the size of the thing.
Well, it is a massive project. But, I mean, at the time when that was set with the design. There was a famous Part B design, so the design was substantially there. That's a huge amount of change in anyone's book. The real issue here, though, was that the way in which this contract was done, and we need to learn this from the National Maternity Hospital, the idea that basically the contractor wasn't designing it, the contractor was building it, and there was a different design. Like, for me, that was the foundation of where all the trouble started here. You can't have that. I mean, I said today inside the committee, like, this is like, you know, the program, I watch it, I like it. Room to improve on speed. I mean, this is what it's like. I mean, the amount of changes, coming back and making more and more changes. The witnesses outlined how, like, they're changing a whole range of issues in relation to the ceilings, in relation to fire equipment, in relation to exit signs, in relation to lighting. And a lot of these changes basically are huge because they take significant amount of time and they're all adding on time. And all time means that there's hundreds, substantial amount of people on site every day adding millions onto the cost of this project.
Yeah.
And I just want to say one thing that, you know, Minister Donnelly, I think it was in February, said when they sanctioned, the government sanctioned another $500 million for this project, that not, you know, no money was going to go to the contractor. Everyone in the committee today absolutely showed and proved that that is just a rubbish comment. They has to be. Some of the funding will have to go to the contractor to finish this off. There's a huge amount going into dispute, and I understand there's going to be large amounts in dispute are going to have to be adjudicated on, so some of it will have to go to the contractor.
Did the board give you the sense, though, that they're pushing back very hard against additional claims that are coming from the contractor?
Well, you know, to explain on radio is difficult, but essentially there are four layers in relation to you know, there's a, an employee representative, then there's a board, and then there's a conciliator. At the ER, the employee representative level, there's a number of issues have been settled, and the board seems and Mr. Gunning and his colleagues seem to be pushing back. But we don't fully know. We know that there has been conciliatory decisions in the recent past. Mr. Gunning has to come back with that detail yet. And we don't know what way those decisions went. And I did get from the Department of Health that if there was large conciliatory awards to the contractor, well, then the department would have serious concerns.
I mean, they're saying that they're using all the levers that they have in the contract here when it comes to the cost and dealing with these claims. So are we to read into that that it is the contract and the way it was done that's at fault?
Well, I think there's, look, there's nobody not at fault in all of this on both sides. I hate to be using sporting parlance as winners and losers, but ultimately the real losers are the children of Ireland who are missing out. So every month that this goes on, obviously they're not getting the most optimal care in the state. This is going on nearly, this is going on a decade now, virtually. So they're the real losers. But the design of this day one in relation to having a contractor who was coming in to build something that was designed by somebody else, and the format by which that was put in place was always, always going to be the problem. And yeah, on top of that is obviously, I mean, you know, to have over 23,000 design changes is going to make sure that this project was going to go on and be elongated.
And do you know how much it's going to cost now? Did you get an answer to that question today?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I remember when the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said that I was being alarmist and ridiculous when I said in 2019, 5 years ago, that this would go over 2 billion. In October, I asked anyone, would it come under 2 billion? No one would say it wouldn't. Today, I just briefly said it because I knew, obviously, that this is going to go well in excess of 2 billion, well in excess of probably somewhere in the region of 2.2, 2.3, probably even more. And remember, my real concern here now is even if we get to, and he can't stand over the February substantial completion date because he's only got it month by month from the contractor, BAM, he's saying. But if that date isn't met and you've got a commissioning period of 7 to 9 months, and remember, 5,000 people have to go into this hospital, and remember, a substantial amount of them have to be trained up in new equipment and all of this sort of stuff, new profiles, new programs of work. Some substantial amount of people also have to be recruited. There is going to be also put in place a new patient record system, which has already commenced, all of that. And if you add all that together, Claire, you know, you wouldn't be, given the way this project has gone on, you probably won't be wrong in saying that it's more likely that this will be opening in 2026 than 2025.
All right. Well, listen, we'll let you get back in there because that meeting is ongoing, the Public Accounts Committee meeting. And Alan Kelly is a member of that committee, Labour Party TD for Tipperary.